Blog Talk Radio.
Turn me up a little bit.
Yo, turn radio.
Ha ha. What you know about it? Ha ha. What you know about it? I said it. Hip hop, and you don't stop. I rock over, baby. Bubba to the boogie, the bang bang, the boogie to the boogie.
I thought you were
really?
Going to let it roll for a little bit longer.
I would stop
you
just
it off
because you are singing. Well, I would stop it just because you are singing.
Anyway. Hello, everybody. This is WTF with Joe D and the lovely and talented Miss Kenitra Jordan. What's going on tonight, partner?
It is the eve of state testing here in North Carolina. Yay! Boo, hiss, whatever.
Yes, we're so happy about that. Could you explain what you mean for those,
like,
for
you
those
know,
folks
the,
that aren't from North Kakilaki?
The whole, well, actually, state testing, that's a national thing. That's not North Carolina, thanks to No Child Left Behind and Obama continuing with the Race to the Top Fund. So part of all of that is that you have to have a way of assessing students to hold teachers accountable at the end of the year. So that all starts tomorrow, and lucky me, I get to administer a test tomorrow, and it's going to probably take all blessed day. So, you know.
Wow.
I know.
Anyway.
I'm doing a small group setting, so I get 3 children, and they'll be my little minions for the day. So, you know.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
that's good.
Yeah. Okay, well, whatever.
We have a great show for y'all tonight. We have author Rashida Williams. We also have author Ringo. And they're going to tell us a little bit about the projects that they have going on. Ringo actually has a lot of books. You know what I mean? I've been hearing a lot about this brother. And I'm excited about getting him on and Rashida. I've been hearing a lot about Rashida's work as well. So I'm excited to have both of them on so they can share their current projects as well as other things that they have. And they'll also be here later on with us to discuss the main topic tonight, which is Facebook and relationships. The effect of social media on marriages and relationships. Yes, we're going to tackle that. Finally, I know a lot of people have been asking me when I was going to go there, so we're going to go there tonight. We're going to see what y'all got to say. But anyway, that'll be all coming up a little bit later. And before we get to that, we have something that we'd like to call the spin cycle topic. So, KJ, spin the wheel.
All right. I have two, but I'm trying to just, you know, kind of debating on which one I should go with first. And that's just because I know you. The second one, or the lighter topic I have, I know you probably won't, you know, get on your soapbox or your little makeshift altar and start preaching. But the other one, yeah, the other one, I'm pretty sure you are going to start your little homilies and, you know, pedantic language or whatnot. So I'm just kind of trying to think, which one do I really want to do first? I think I'm going to go ahead and do the serious one first. Then that way, if you go off and start preaching, then I got something for you this
first
time.
First of all, I don't preach.
Yeah,
but
you
anyway.
Do. You do.
Anyway.
You do. So at any rate, a lot of people are enraged right now because if you go to Google Maps and
yes.
you type in nigga house, not nigger, but nigga house, N-I-G-G-A, it
yes,
directs
yes.
you to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, otherwise known as the White House.
The White House.
Yes. And so people are extremely upset about this. They are very enraged, you know, because they are saying this is an act of blatant racism. And, I mean, you know, of course it is. And people at Google are, Jody, spike.
Go ahead.
And the people at Google said they are very aware of, you know, of what's being said and what's coming up, and that their technicians are working feverishly to try and get this down. But they were explaining that it's not as easy as what you would think it would be, because what happens is whoever did this went through a lot of trouble to do this, because they created a business, had Google Business send them a verification card, verify it, send it back. They went through the proper channels. I think that's probably what makes it even scarier, is the fact that when you realize how intricate the system is for you to get something placed on Google Maps and then flip it and then, you know, rename it what they named it, you know, the in-house. So it was saying that they're trying to backtrack and retrace through the channel so they can find the people who did this and shut it down. So they're making it seem like they can't just shut it down. You know, there are things that have to be done first. So people are very upset. But they will also, they also want to make sure that
it's
understood.
Did you just yawn?
I did, because
really?
You bore me. I did, because you bore me. So, you know, since
you're
you
reading your own
mind,
story. Your own
whatever,
story is boring.
But it's you. It's just your
it's
company.
It's you.
It's your company, okay? You're
right,
just a boring
okay.
person. So at any rate, like
okay.
I was saying. So they were just, they just made a point to say that, you know, in the past, it's been called things such as the Cracker House. They're trying to justify it, of course, and there is no justification, because I would have been upset if it said the Cracker House as well. But that is what the Google top rep's saying, and they are trying to get it down. Okay, go ahead, comment. Wow. Are you going?
Really? You bore me. I fell asleep, actually. But anyway,
yeah.
I find it interesting that you said you would have been upset if it was called the Cracker House. Why?
I would have been upset either way.
Do you have some, do you have some affinity for saltines or something, or Ritz? I don't know. If it was called
you know
the Cracker House, if it was once called the
Cracker, it wasn't Cracker.
It was once called the really. If it was once called the Cracker House, that totally escaped me, because I have never heard that term before in my life, ever.
You're kidding.
And
you've never heard the term Cracker?
No, I've never heard the term Cracker House when referring to the White House.
Oh,
never.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Never. But,
okay,
since this is a spin cycle topic that you started with, I find it interesting that Google has this explanation. Because if anybody knows anything about computers and technology and computer hackers and everything, 9 times out of 10, this is probably some teenager or a group of teenagers are having the time of their life because what they caused has made national media. This isn't some skinhead organization or the KKK or any of that stuff that people are so enraged about. I guarantee you, when they find out who did this, it's going to be some kids. It's going to be a couple of kids that their goal was to stir some stuff up. Am I happy about, you know, if you type in nigger house? First of all, who in the world is typing in nigger house in Google anyway? I mean, who does that? I'm just saying. But if you do that and the White House comes up, okay. I just don't think it's a big deal. I don't think it's something to get so mad over. There's just so many other things of consequence and of importance to get upset about than if you put in nigger house in Google that the White House comes up. I'm just sorry. This is not. This is so low on the totem pole of things of importance to me. I mean, it's a funny little topic, but it ain't that big of a deal. I'm sorry. It's just not. Not.
Oh, cool.
Well,
so no sermon tonight. Okay,
no, there's
no
sermon.
Sermon.
Not for that. Now, there's a sermon coming. Well, it ain't for that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right,
come
on.
That's just some kids having some fun. Am I happy about it? No. But trust me, I don't think that was an organizational thing at all. You know,
all right,
I think there were some hackers having some fun.
All right,
anyway, my
spin cycle
topic is what happened on the 17th of this month.
On the
17th of this month, what happened
in Waco, Texas.
And the way the media is reporting what happened in Waco, Texas on the 17th of this month. Remember, let me take you back a little ways. Baltimore, when they had the so-called Baltimore riots going on, and they were burning buildings down, and people were getting on camera and calling all them teenagers thugs and miscreants and the scum of the earth and all these things because they were protesting the death of one of their own. Now, here's Waco. Gangs. Oh, all these gangs converged on one spot. 9 people dead. At least 170 people arrested. Do you hear any thugs? Hear any scum mentioned? Hear any these are just animals mentioned? Nope. Never heard it once on any of those news broadcasts I saw. Gee, I wonder why. You know why? Because, yeah, there were gangs, but they were skinhead motorcycle gangs. White people. Not black people. Not minorities. There were white people that did this. 9 dead. Could you imagine if some gangs got together of minority descent and 9 people were dead in a public place and over 170 arrests? What the damn media would have been like? The way they would have described it? They'd have been animals and everything else under the sun. But when it's some white folks doing some stuff, they just report the news. This is why I keep telling y'all the media is racist. Nobody ever wants to take the media to task. This is why I expressly say it is a racist entity because of the way they report stuff. Oh, sure, they reported it, but they reported it in a certain kind of way. Yeah, how long are y'all going to stand for it? How long are y'all going to keep watching them, the news? Every time you turn on the news every night, it's racist. Look at how they report stuff. Look at whose pictures they choose to put up when there's a crime being talked about, and look at whose pictures they choose to show when there's another crime. You can always tell if somebody black does something because their picture is up there. Always. And it's always a terrible picture, to be honest with you, but still. But let there be some heinous act, and the perpetrator is white, for some reason it takes them hours upon hours and sometimes even days to find a photograph to go with the story. You know why? Because they want to keep that image of what is a real criminal in their mind, in your mind. And it's bullshit. Yeah, I said it. You know, excuse my French. It's bullshit. The way they reported this story in Waco is complete BS.
Okay.
All those arrests, 9 people dying, it's BS.
Okay.
Now I'm off my soapbox.
I thought I was going to have to go get your James Brown cake and throw it on you and try to get
whatever.
You off the stage.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. I tell you, I mean, you just kind of get fired up there, and then it's like I need water to just kind of throw on you. But at any rate, and let's end on a lighter note. Now, this is a post in the group. So, like, Jody's like, if you're taking your group, it's not current event. Okay, whatever, bite me. But it was a post in the group that actually turned into an article because apparently there's a huge debate going on now about this particular picture that I believe it was Kim Jones posted in WTF. And it was talking about how if you're at a cookout and, you know, your man wants his food or whatnot. And I believe, wait, let me scroll down so I can make sure I get it right. Okay, so you're at a barbecue, your man is hungry. He lets you know that he is hungry, but you are not the kind of woman to go around fixing plates for a man. So you ignore him. A random woman hears this and says, I will fix his plate. She sashays away and comes back with a plate for your man. Do you have a problem with this?
Why she got to be sashaying away? How come she just can't walk away and fix his plate? But anyway.
If she's doing some trifling mess like that, she said
was
she
that?
Is
no.
sashaying.
Was trifling, no, was trifling, since you choose to use that term, I hate that term, but was trifling is the fact that your woman won't fix you a plate at a barbecue. What you mean you're the type of woman that don't do that? What you mean you're the type of woman that don't fix a plate at a barbecue?
It's supposed to go both ways, okay? I can fix his plate sometimes. He can fix my plate sometimes.
Oh, you can fix my plate every time I ask you to. There's no scorecard. Do you keep score when your man go out and cut the grass or trim the bushes or change your oil or go put gas in your car? Do you keep score with that? I bet you don't. So fixing a man's plate is just fixing a man's plate.
Did you say gas in her car?
What are you talking about?
You put gas in your woman's car?
Yes.
Whatever. I gas up my own car, okay?
Okay, well,
I gas
that's you.
Up my
I'm just saying this means that there are things that lovers do or make do for one another. And there's nothing wrong with it. What do you mean you're the type of woman that can't fix a plate? What in the world is that kind of mess anyway?
You're confusing me with the prom. You're confusing me with the
prom. No, I'm not talking about you. I'm saying that was part of the post. That was part of the post. That's what the post was saying, that she's the type of woman that doesn't fix a plate. Then you need to get a grip if you're the type of woman that doesn't fix a plate.
Look, in a relationship, they do what they do. If it works for them, it works for them. Apparently, he wasn't too upset because he knew that, you know, this is how his girl rolls.
No, he didn't know. The post said he asked her. So, obviously, he didn't know, because if he knew, he would have asked.
No, it didn't. It just says he lets you know he is hungry. That don't mean he didn't spit. It doesn't say that he came out and said, will you fix my plate for me? He just said, I'm hungry.
It implied that because it implied that the other woman overheard him and fixed his plate for him. First of all, as Gary Young said, now I like little Gary Young that's in our group. He comes up with some amazing things to say sometimes. But as he said on this post, that really had me, you know, just laughing my butt off. It's just food. If you didn't want to fix the man's plate and she got up and fixed the plate and brought it to him, all of this is food. She didn't come up and give it and take her panties off and hand it to him. She just fixed my plate.
Oh, if she did, she would have been on that grill next to those hamburgers and hot dogs.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Y'all
she
always
take
be on
off your
some revenge
and...
type stuff.
Whatever.
A woman fixing your man a plate. Okay, because I remember one time on our show, we had a scenario where I think you were talking about if a guy's coworker made him lunch or something, would you feel some
that's
type
right,
of way?
And brought
kind of
him
the
a
same
plate.
Thing. Yeah, to me that's kind of the same type of thing. Why do you care? If you ain't willing to do it and somebody else is going to do it, then don't get mad. That's all I'm saying. Don't get mad.
You
won't have a right to get mad. If you my woman, you don't fix my plate and somebody else gets up and fix it, guess what?
All right, then you tell me this. Will you fix her plate?
Of course.
I hate you.
Of course. And she asked me to fix her plate. What am I going to say? I'm not the type of guy to go around fixing plates for my woman. That's ridiculous. So, yeah, she asked me to fix her plate. Yep.
Fine. I hate you at times. I just want to make sure that you know
hate
that.
You because I'm right.
I hate you because you're an ass at times.
Anyway, y'all, coming up next, we have author Ringo, author of Wicked Eye and a bunch of others, and Rashida Williams, author of A Love-Hate Thing. Well, I said a bunch of others because I'm going to let him talk about it. But anyway, we have Rashida Williams, also author of A Love-Hate Thing. So, coming up after this.
And this week, for you to read, we have for you by Rashida Williams, A Love-Hate Thing, Club Nirvana 3, then no sister of mine. And if you are still hungry for something to read, by Ringo, we have Disrobe 1, Disrobe 2, and Disrobe 3. All of these books by our featured authors are available for you to purchase and download on Amazon.com. Happy reading.
All right, now the next promo I'm not going to play because I'm just going to say it. My book comes out this Saturday.
Why didn't you just play the promo?
Because I was too excited to play it. I just wanted to say it.
Also, why would you sound like a robot on that ad? Wow.
Because I hate you. Because I hate you. I hate you so much. Oh, my God, you made me sick.
You just totally destroyed the way we bring our folks in anyway, y'all.
Good hell, I tell you, man.
There's someone at the door.
Where?
Well, come on in, Ringo and Rashida.
What's happening?
Hi, y'all.
Hello.
Did you guys hear the abuse that I have to take from Jody?
Really? Come on now, you was all kind of wrong, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Tell her, Ringo, tell her.
I'm gonna put you on blast. You was all
put her on blast.
How was all types
of wrong. Talking about not fixing her brother up plate and all that.
That's what the woman in the prompt said.
Let me tell you something. When you're in a relationship, ain't no such thing as a game. Only thing you're supposed to be able to do everything for your partner, self lift the booty. That ain't no groceries, but other than that, everything else is fair game. You better get off that booty tilt. That ain't groceries. You better go to the store for real.
Exactly.
Look, Jody is the unsalad one, okay?
I have found a new partner in crime, another unsalad man. Thank you.
Oh, man. That's sacred ground. Other than that, everything else is fair game.
I don't want my salad tossed. Like I said, I don't
mean it that way. That's WTF after dark.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Lucia,
okay.
What do you think? What do you think? Did you fix your man a plate?
Absolutely.
See, there you go.
Damn.
Absolutely.
The defense rest.
Good answer.
I don't want to leave. You know, my homegirl out there, but you know, I do. I'm all about fixing the plates. I am. You know. I come from an old school type of upbringing, and that just, to me, I don't see what is wrong with it personally. It's like nowadays, it's like, girl, I ain't doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't doing that. And it's like, for what? Why not? Like, it is something wrong. Like, I want to know what is wrong with every time your man say, baby, I'm hungry, you get up and say, what's up, what you want? Like, I don't see what's wrong with it. But, I mean, as long as he acts right, I don't see what's wrong with it.
He will always act right if you do right. You know what I'm saying?
He's from
if you're going to a barbecue, you know he's going to be hungry.
I never said I wouldn't. I was telling you what the picture said. Oh my God.
I never said I wouldn't. Okay, KJ, let's get into this author segment because we just totally got off track. Start them off.
I tell you, I'm going to start off with Ringo here, okay? So, Ringo, right, where are you from?
I'm from Chicago all day, every day.
Where are you from?
Chicago all day, every day.
Okay, cool. Rashida, what about you? Where are you from?
I am from Cleveland, Ohio, baby. That is where I am from.
Oh, hell.
You better get it right. Oh, hell.
Oh,
no.
Hell.
Oh, my gosh.
We
got
people already.
What's wrong with Cleveland? We got to be.
Why?
Oh,
what's
wrong? Cut about that basketball stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
My condolences, Ringo, but, you know, LeBron is LeBron.
But y'all will be back. Y'all will be back. Y'all got, you know, long y'all retime
oh, yeah.
Butler.
Yeah, it's always next year,
back.
Right?
Yeah.
It's always next year.
Now, Rashida, let me ask you. You've been, obviously, you've been in the game for a minute because you have multiple books. How'd you get started? And is the literary world now the way you thought it would be?
Yeah, I mean, I still kind of consider myself a newbie, you know, a little bit. It's been like maybe, it's been a few years, maybe it's been like three. But as far as how it was when I started, is it what I thought it would be?
Mm-hmm.
No, I did. It's not in the sense of it's a lot more. It's a lot more of a business, like the entertainment business.
Mm-hmm.
Than I anticipated it for it to be. You think about self-publishing and you think about authors and you think, you don't really think about it being entertainment, really. But yeah, that's definitely what it is, you know, because writing a book is one thing, but getting out there, selling it, you know, getting the attention of readers and stuff is something totally different. So, yeah.
Do you find that people, especially being on social media, you find that people really base their purchases off of your personality? You know what I mean? It's almost like you have to sell yourself rather than your book or your
book. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't know how many of y'all on this call have ever had sales jobs, but if you are, you already know. People, it's always been that people buy from people that they like.
Mm-hmm.
But especially with social media, though, because everything is out there right up front for people to see, you know. Social media is all about sharing. And if you are in a position of sales where you want people to say, look, I'm going to give you my money because you offer something, and this is not something that I need. This is not food. This is not shelter. This is not a bill. I'm giving
right.
you my money. I definitely want to like you. I want, if I disagree with what you're putting up on social media and I don't like the type of person you are, I'm not going to buy from you. So it plays a huge, huge, huge part in it. And it makes it kind of clicky, too. So.
Yes.
Right.
Now, what do you think, Ringo? Piggybacking off that same question, you've been in the game for a minute. You started from a certain place, and now you're where you're at now. How do you feel about the literary world now?
I'm just going to keep it real with you, you know what I'm saying? I've been watching the game since about 2007. And
okay.
to me, with what we do as authors and what we go through, I think the level in which we just giving away stuff,
mm-hmm.
we're getting cheated, you know what I'm saying? And it's a level of disrespect, I feel, you know what I'm saying? Because we sit sometimes 6 months. Sometimes a year before you even get that story. It's a lot that goes on behind the scene, and then for us to have to, you know, give it away for free or give it away for 99 cents, and other people are benefiting off our dreams and our hard work before we even get that 10 cent. Because if you think about it, if they upload it on Amazon get their money off top, then if they have a publisher, the publisher getting theirs off top, and then you getting taxed by Uncle Sam for your little cut before you get your tender.
Right.
So to me, it's a level in which we got to get back to as far as authors, you know what I'm saying, as far as presenting the work, all that. It just needs to be a change, because what's going on is with what we're getting, you can't turn around and say, hey, to your kids, like, this is what those 6 months daddy was in front of the laptop was. Hey, I made 99 cents today, but I sold 200 e-books, but I made 99 cents today. Really?
Mm-hmm. You are preaching to the choir,
y'all,
bro, because I've been saying this for years. Not years, but since we've been on the air, months. But anyway, you preaching to the choir. Keep on going. Tell me.
You know what I'm saying? I just think I ain't the smartest motherfucker, but I ain't the dumbest either. So, you know what I'm saying? I just can't see us doing this. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, you got to pay editors. You got to pay book cover designers. Luckily for me, I do all that myself. Not the editing, but like the book covers and stuff like that, I do that myself. I taught myself Photoshop, you know what I'm saying? But the ones that don't do that, you know what I'm saying, you pin out your ass first before you even see a nipple. If that.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got, you know, publishers out there and Amazon, they making money off you off top, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's a level I think we just have to get back to as far as authors and stop that 99 cent. Stop giving away the whole book for free. You know, so I could
right.
be a couple of chapters or whatever, but stop giving away the whole thing for free. The whole project, no, don't do that. Because you're setting a standard for what? For you to fail.
Yes.
And everybody else fell behind it. You know, if we lift up ourselves and say, hey, okay, look, this is what we're going to do across the board. We're going to give free chapters away, you know what I'm saying, just to get you hooked. If you don't like it, cool. But if you love it, go ahead and buy the whole book. That's what
I agree. I agree. Now, Rashida, what type of advice would you give to an up-and-comer? I know you say you still consider yourself a newbie, but you've been in the game for 3 years. What type of advice would you give to somebody who wants to get where Rashida is right now?
First thing that I would say is do a lot of reading, learn a lot, and, you know, do as much as you can to protect yourself legally. And if you can self-publish, do that. You know, that would be my main thing because, yeah, you know, homie, he was really definitely talking, and nothing against publishers. I do work with a publisher, but, yeah, definitely if you can learn and you got it in you, you got the hustle in you, you got the heart and all of that to self-publish, do that yourself.
Gotcha.
All right. And Ringo, the same. What would you say to somebody who's trying to get where Ringo is right now?
I would say, as for myself, like I say, I read to write. Take time to study and understand how to structure a story. And then don't be quick to just put something out there. You know what I'm saying? Dedicate yourself to perfecting craft. You know what I'm saying? Because in the long run, you want your literary work to have respect. You want it to speak for you. You know what I'm saying? And your dedication will speak for it. You know what I'm saying? You can say whatever you want. They can say whatever they want about you as a person. And they say, oh, I don't like that guy. But if
right.
you put in that time and that effort for that work, they're going to have to respect it.
That's right.
So that's what I'm saying. Just don't be afraid to put that time in and don't rush. You know what I'm saying? Take it for what it's worth. Put that time in.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And Rashida, before we go to our next segment, tell us about your latest project and give us a brief summary.
All right. Well, my latest project is coming out tentatively in June. It's called Wrong Number. It's a thriller, an urban, like, thriller type of book about a chick who meets this guy because he calls her by dialing the wrong number one night, and he don't realize that she's absolutely crazy off her rocker, and she becomes obsessed with him.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, she's looking for love, and he is going to give it to her whether he wants it or not.
All right. Oh, and you, Ringo, what's your latest?
Well, let me see. My latest will be Wicked Eye, in which it's about a couple who – he's focused on business, and by him being focused on business, he leaves his house open, and the guy that's opening him in business decides to, you know, teach him a lesson, but he go take it from what is business, but take it to a personal affair in which his wife at the time, you know, she's going through changes, female hormones, and she exploring herself. So it's some things that happen within a relationship that exposes, like, when you're determined and you have ambitions on something, how does it either unite the house or divide it?
Oh, wow.
All right. That's, wow. I like both of those books.
Yeah.
More books to download on my Kindle. Gosh. All right. I'll do it, though. Y'all go out there. Y'all support Rashida Williams. Ringo will be right back after this with the main topic, Facebook relationships, right after this.
Looking for a good read? Try reading Sugarland by our own Jodi Sanders. Meet Sugar, a mysterious and vengeful woman originally from a small town in Georgia, as she returns to the Carolinas to deal with her shameful and disturbing history with a group of three very flawed friends. Also by our own Kenitra Jordan, Eternal Bloom. Raised to honor her vows, Ayanna Adams soon learns the truth about her husband and still has to try to find a way to get herself and her children out alive. You can pick up these two titles at Amazon.com for your Kindle or Barnes & Noble for your Nook. Thank you for your support. WTF is giving back to the community with our back-to-school drive. We are collecting paper, pencil, notebooks, anything that will help a young person to succeed in school. For more information on how you can donate supplies and where you can send them to, please contact our very own Kim Jones. You can inbox her on Facebook. Thank you so much, and help us give back to the community.
I was just about to ask you, were you playing a 45 or something? Because that was the most staticky.
You know, Judy, you always got some shit to say. My size 9 foot up your ass. How's that? Okay?
See, communicating threats. You're always communicating threats. There is a
And I keep telling you.
And
no,
I
keep telling
department.
You. I keep telling you. There's a difference between a threat and a promise.
Really?
Okay?
Wow.
Yes, that is a promise.
Try
okay?
it, Jordan. Try it.
Hey, I will see you Friday in Virginia. I will fit my foot up your behind, all right?
Whatever. Y'all hear this. So if I come back to North Carolina with a foot up my behind, you know who did it.
It won't be my foot still. I'm going to leave the shoe up there, okay? I'm going to bring another pair.
Anyway, get to the topic. Facebook relationships. I find it interesting that you played the song Creep because it's just Facebook
right.
kind of relationship. It doesn't necessarily mean that people creep on Facebook. Now, Facebook has destroyed a lot of marriages. It has destroyed a lot of relationships because people tend to go on Facebook and they tend to do a little dibbling and dabbling a little bit. We have secret groups. Secret sex groups that people are a part of, and they just, you know, wild out.
I'm literally sipping my tea.
I know you are, but anyway. Personally, I think if you're in a good relationship, maybe you should keep Facebook to a minimum. And I hate to say that,
wow.
but maybe you should. Because there's a whole lot that goes on out there. But technically, if you're in a real good relationship, you won't be on Facebook that much anyway because you're going to be doing stuff with your partner.
Not necessarily. Well,
but,
I guess. Okay.
Yeah, most of the time, if you're in a good relationship, you're too busy to be on Facebook anyway. But there is a dynamic of it ruining relationships. What do you think, partner?
I guess. I mean, but I don't know. I guess I just feel like if it's kind of like, okay, your relationship's going to be like a foundation or whatnot. If it's built on a firm foundation, then it's going to stand regardless. But if it's already built on some sand, then, God, I'm going back to Matthews on that one. Oof, okay. But anyway, in Matthews, there's that biblical reference about the foolish man building his house on the rock. I mean, with a foolish man built it on the sand and a wise man built it on the rock. So if your relationship is built on the rock, then no amount of rain or hurricane waters or whatever is going to be able to knock it down. But if your relationship is
really?
Built on sand.
Hurricanes will still knock over a house built on a rock. I'm just saying. It ain't going to hold up to a hurricane. I don't care what you made it out of.
Jody.
Out of yes.
Jody.
Yes.
Three fingers. And you can just guess which one I'm holding up for you.
Oh, wow.
Your pinky.
Okay.
But anyway.
Whatever.
Yeah, I guess I can get with you. The foundation is solid. But still, there are things that happen. People start off relationships in a solid and have a solid foundation to begin with, and then over the course of years, things change. You know what I mean? Like, she might not, and men know what I'm talking about, she might not come to bed like she used to. Instead of those nice little teddies and that lingerie, now she got flannels and a damn scarf on her head with her face covered in a mask.
I didn't even try to fake the funk like that, okay? Because I'm just real like that, okay? So
okay.
My husband never got that anyway, so it was just like, really, you're going to take
this. Wow. My condolences. Rashida,
for real,
what do you think about Facebook and relationships?
I think Facebook and relationships is a mess. I'm going to be honest with you. I have very little experience with Facebook and relationships. Although the occasional inbox from a guy comes through, I don't get, like, the penis pictures, and I'm not in
what?
The sex groups you was talking about and stuff like that. No,
what?
I'm like, am I not
what
attractive? Because, no.
I'm going to send you a picture tonight. Just so you know, Rashida, I sent out, like, for the show, you know, I posted the link and y'all's pictures and everything on, like, a little ad in a lot of groups. And one of the groups that I posted in, there were quite a few people that said they like your pics. I don't know what you talking about. They said she is cute.
Well, I don't know, but
you've never gotten a penis picture?
Ooh.
Never.
She didn't get some.
Well,
you
never. Ask Kenitra. Kenitra, have you ever had a penis picture sent to you in your inbox?
Jody asked me this because Jody knows that I have. Because
I'm just
it's
asking.
Okay, Rashida, let me just be honest with you. It scares the shit out of me. Because I didn't, you know how you go in your inbox and you just see, oh, you know, I got a message. And, you know, you open your message and it's like, ta-da. And so
did
it's
you
just,
take a
just,
second look?
No, I didn't
do it. She took a second and third look. She probably screened it at her phone.
I did not.
No, I deleted it.
Right.
I deleted it.
I don't know about that one, but I don't know. I mean, if it's
pick?
Not nothing to look at, but. Okay.
Was it longer pick?
I don't remember!
Oh, girl.
And see, Jody only knows because when I got the penis picture, I was like, oh, shit, you're not going to believe it. Somebody's sitting in my inbox. So that's the only reason he knows. Because that was the first time I've heard of females talking about getting them before, but I had never received one. And so it's just, you know, it just kind of unnerved me. I don't think my day went very well after that.
Oh, so her cherry was finally broken.
What'd you say?
Yeah. I'm still a virgin.
Not after tonight.
Trust me, Rashida. Yeah, trust me, Rashida. It's coming.
Rashida, you hear that, right? Ringo is going to send you a penis pic, it sounds like. So you are going to be
excited.
You're going to be christened. Hey, but look. Okay, here's the bright side of what Ringo just said. At least you're getting a warning. So when you open your inbox mail, you'll know what it is. I had no warning and almost dropped my soda.
Get him to know you.
Well, shoot. All right.
Now, Ringo, give us your take on Facebook and relationships. What do you think? What's going down?
I think you got to understand, I'm a writer and photographer, so it's all good to me. It plays into fantasy. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if you're in a relationship and you got it solid, all the other stuff is just fantasy. You know what I'm saying? And you should let your partner, you know, explore it and then, you know, reap the benefits of it. You got to use your advantage. You know what I'm saying? If she came to your room in a flannel and jogging pants and all that, put on Facebook, show her some of them other women that's showing some stuff, and I guarantee she'll be at Victoria's Secret, coming to your room in heels, and you reap the benefit.
So what you're saying is Facebook can actually help a relationship.
I mean, I think so. It's just all fantasy.
I believe it's fantasy.
I mean,
too.
Oh,
I mean,
Lord.
Some people are acting on those
porn
fantasies.
Porn is fantasy. Okay.
Porn is
porn
fantasy.
Porn is fantasy.
Is that what
Stacey
yeah,
Stevens is
fantasy.
Laughing at me. Stacey Stevens is laughing because I was afraid of the penis. I was, Stacey, because I wasn't expecting it, you know. And, you know, so it was one
don't
of those things like I said.
See,
how do you embrace
afraid,
something
you
weren't
it.
Expecting it? No.
Because.
You know, Stacey, like I said, I wasn't expecting it. It was an unsolicited dick picture. So I just, oh, you know, so, you know, like I said,
you
I'm just thinking I'm.
Him. You know what you should have
huh?
did? Unsolicited him a titty pic. Like, bam.
There you
oh,
go.
No. I don't show the girls like that, okay? The girls
well, no.
say.
Don't be sad.
You know,
don't be bashful.
No, my puppies stay in their cage. I think Ringo is an erotic writer. Can you tell me?
Goodness gracious. I can tell you are some type of something else.
I know, right? He's just egging stuff on and everything. But, yeah.
I mean,
so,
real, I ain't no true, but really, though, just sharing photos like that
exactly.
on the
Exactly.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong
See?
With showing your body.
Ain't,
okay.
nothing
ain't nothing wrong with
you
showing
show
your body.
You show your body to your significant other. You don't flash
and
it like that.
You can show it to other appreciators. You know what I'm saying? It's the art of love in the body. There's other lovers in the world. I guarantee
oh,
you send me a picture. I will tell you
and
how
they...
much I appreciate it.
Oh, my Lord. Stacey Stevens said screenshot it and keep it as a screensaver. I
you know what
that
I'm saying?
Picture.
Oh.
That picture is gone, Stacey, okay? I could not keep that picture in my inbox. No.
Mm.
It's gone. It was gone seconds after I picked the phone back up off the floor. You know, like I told you, I dropped
Dang.
The phone.
That's messed up.
Oh, man,
I
thank God
I
put
it off. Just so that I could tell people I got one. Finally.
Well, you know, it's funny you said that because somebody said if they got an unsolicited dick picture, they would go to Photoshop and make it teeny tiny but keep
oh,
the person's name
up.
On it. And then put it on their timeline for everybody to see.
That's
I think that might be fun. I could learn. Rashida.
Oh, I mean, you know.
That's not
they just
right.
trying
that's
to
cool.
show the dang off. I don't think you should embarrass them like that.
Right. Wait a minute. Did you just say
did
the dang
Did you say the dang dang?
Yeah.
Dang
dang.
Yeah. We have a caller.
Oh, go ahead.
Caller, what's your name?
It's Popeye the Sailor.
Popeye the Sailor. Who is Popeye the
yeah.
Sailor?
What up, Joe? You know who this is.
What up?
What up, man?
Y'all, this is great Uncle Pat. What's up, Uncle Pat?
Ringo, Rashida, Kenita. How y'all doing?
Hey. Oh, Lord, listen how she said it. Uncle Pat!
Yeah.
All right, I see. We're greeting
see,
him
I'm
like that. You just might find another surprise in your inbox
hey,
from him.
Hey, Rashida.
Oh.
All right,
hi.
Go ahead, Pat. What's your question?
What's
your question, pal? Your comment?
Comment. Well, first of all, I have a question and a comment. I'm going to comment on the topic, but I have a question about what you was talking about earlier with the Waco thing. I swear
yeah.
when I saw those arrest pictures, I could have swore I saw a few Hispanics and maybe a couple of blacks in that group.
You probably did. I mean, there are a couple, but it wasn't because there are a couple of minorities in every bike gang. There were biker gangs.
Okay, but I guess
so you probably
I guess
saw a couple.
Oh, white.
But the majority of the 170 arrests were non-minority.
Okay. And as far as Facebook's ruining relationships, man, that's a bunch of hog shit to me.
Okay, tell
me
how
relationships
you really feel.
As much as action-adventure movies create violence in the streets. You know,
now, why do you say that?
Because it's all up to the individual. A cheater is a cheat, whether he living in the damn ice age or in, you know, 2020. You know, with modern technology and all, you know, it's up to the person. To me, Facebook is socializing, catching up with old friends, and some entertainment. Now,
really?
You know, with me personally, you know, I still want, you know, we all want to know if we still got it. You know what I'm saying? But
you still got it.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
I hate that about men because that is
you know, I mean, I flirt and everything, but you know. I really don't think, you know, people who don't, you know, who want to use, to me, you know, to me, Facebook is no worse on a relationship to me than somebody who's at a job 80 hours a week. You know, because they're like actually working 60 of those hours, but what they doing the other 20 hours when they telling the wife or the hubby they working on, you know, a project or whatever.
Well, see, here's what I'm thinking that you leaving out. I don't think Facebook causes the problem. I think Facebook just makes it easier. You know what I mean? Like now you can just go on Facebook and do what you need to do and flirt or whatever, because now you're exposed to hundreds of thousands, if not millions, than just the people that you come in contact with walking down the street. I think it just makes it easier. Like you say, if you're a cheater, you're a cheater. It just makes it easier for you to cheat.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think it causes the cheating.
So you're saying this makes it easier for you to meet new people, not cheat with somebody you're already familiar with or in contact with.
Right.
Okay, then that's really rolling dice, because if you want to go out there and meet somebody new, I mean, I know it's a lot of sweet women out there in these groups and it's time to meet that woman. I'm about as scared as hell because I don't know what type of damn psycho I'm about to go out and meet. You know, I guess I watch too much ID. You know,
yeah.
I'm an ID addict. You know, so they might be all pretty, but something must be wrong. You know, if you got it going on, you got this beautiful body, this pretty face, and everything, but you're Facebook flirting with all these dudes. You know,
right.
You should be pushing dudes away, even if you didn't have a Facebook profile. Now you on Facebook and you looking like this, and you know, either something's not right, and that's what holds me back.
With the bathroom selfies, don't forget about the bathroom selfies. They all on Facebook, half naked in the bathroom mirror taking pics.
Hey,
we're all looking at
them. I advocate those shots.
Right.
You advocate those shots. I'm just saying.
Now,
it's like they want to solicit thirsty ass dudes.
And that's just
what's thirsty
just
though, really?
For real,
what's thirsty? For real? Come on, man.
Okay.
What's thirsty?
I'm just saying. If
you're
not
being
thirsty, I'm going to say
you're
thirsty to me.
I just want the attention, but when it comes down to dropping them panties, I don't really think it's going to go that far.
I'm going to tell you what's thirsty to me. If you responded to a chick that's got a bathroom selfie, you thirsty. I'm just saying.
See, that's when you tell her, hey, baby, check this out. Why don't you go in the bedroom or something?
No, you just don't improvise.
She's just misguided and undecided. You know, he just
wants to
give her
some direction.
You got to give her some direction.
She's
doing it for the attention.
I do that all the time. I tell him, hey, why don't you make a video? Post a video, you know.
What is it that we're doing out there? We go fishing. Video. That's all she's doing. She's going fishing. She's casting that line out there and reeling it back and see what she can pull in.
She gets to throw it right back in the water.
Exactly. And then they get the nerve to be upset with the dudes that respond to them and call them thirsty, but you got a bathroom selfie pickup. Come on. Y'all got to do better. I'm just saying, y'all got to do better.
Well, Pat, thank you so much for calling.
My pleasure.
All right.
All right, caller, you're on the line. You have a question or comment?
Hello?
Hello,
yes.
You have a question or comment?
I got a question. How y'all doing this evening?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Who's this?
No, it's Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. Oh, Stacy already said she'll fix your plate, Jody.
See,
that
kind of
time
when you fix that plate.
That's right.
I always do the bathroom shots and do the bedroom shot show. okay.
What's your question, Stacey?
Question from Cheetah and how do you think Facebook, social media, helps you guys get your work out there? Do you think it's a beneficial or it can help you way?
Hang on, somebody has a TV that's loud in the background? Or?
Yeah, we're hearing some
echoes.
Feedback.
No, down here, echoes.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay,
try that again, Stacey.
Not Stacey.
okay, social media, like Facebook, like Twitter, and all that. Do you think it helps the author, or do you work out, or do you think it kind of like hurts it? It hurts a little bit.
Which one of y'all want to take? Ringo, I think Stacey was saying, how do you think Facebook helps or hurts? You selling books and stuff.
I think it helps for the fact that you're accessible. You know what I'm saying? You're able to actually speak to your favorite author or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You're able to build some type of rapport with them. So I think it helps more than hurts.
Okay.
Now what about you, Rashida?
I also agree that it does help because, you know, somebody like me, I'm a little bit, I can be shy when it comes down to talking about my work. I'm not shy in general, but when it comes down to talking about my work, sometimes I can be a little bit shy. Social media really does help me to kind of put those jitters to the side and, you know, pitch my work and do stuff like that a little bit more. So it definitely, you know, does help. And just like, you know, Ringo said, to make you more accessible, you know, and stuff like that. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I'm very shy in person.
My next question would probably be for all of you, since you're all the authors. Why do you guys prefer more so to go to e-books instead of straight to paper?
Why do we prefer
say
right
that
now?
Say that one more time, Stacey.
Dropping your work automatically an e-book versus paperback file.
Oh, okay. She's saying why authors put out a book and it goes to e-book first as opposed to going to paperback first?
Okay, let me think of this because I noticed like an e-book, like say it may be $6.99 or $5.99. Whereas when in paperback, you know, you would think the sales is more better because they start anywhere from, you know, 12 on up to 16. So do you think it helps or it hurts?
I can take that because for me, I actually had my paperbacks before I had my ebook. When I first came out with Sugarland, I had paperbacks before I even considered ebooks. And paperbacks really. To be honest with you, you can make most of your money off of paperback. I was kind of in the dark about some things. I thought ebooks was the way to go, and I thought ebooks is the way that you really, really get your name out there. But it takes a while. I mean, like Rashida had said earlier in the show, that social media is clickish, and it takes a while to integrate yourself into social media and out of your local surroundings for people to start coming in. Like now it's a little bit different because now people know who I am. But when I first started, nobody knew who I was. So I did most of my sales locally, and that was with paperback. So I think I definitely think authors should have paperback as well as ebooks. I think paperbacks are actually better than ebooks. I think in the long run, you'll reach more people with ebooks because because somebody in Timbuktu can download an ebook.
Right.
But I think you should definitely start off with paperback. What do y'all think?
I mean, I agree. I mean, Washed in His Blood is already out on paperback. So, like, you know, people have been buying the paperbacks, and people buy the paperbacks from me. And the ebook will not drop until this Saturday. So that's when that will finally drop. But even with that, the ebook has been on pre-sale or pre-order for the past, what, Jody, 2-3 weeks? And
right,
the paperbacks have been available since May 4. So, you know, I think it just depends on the author and what they're trying to do or what they're trying to, you know, what they're trying to accomplish. Rashida, then Ringo.
I think that the first part of the question, why ebooks come out first, usually because it's quicker. You know, you upload it and it doesn't take long for it to come available.
Right.
So I think that's why a lot of authors do ebooks. It doesn't cost money up front other than your, you know, like you say, your editing and stuff like that, your cover design. But as far as production, putting together a book, it doesn't cost much, so it's easier and faster to get out to the market. But definitely in terms of making money from it, I agree with everyone else in terms of paperback. I myself, it took a while for me to build up a reader, an audience on social media. So it took a while for me to start actually making real money from ebooks. Mm-hmm. I only make good money from my books when I sell paperbacks and you sell them hand to hand. For me, I was surprised at how many people would support me when I have paperbacks. I tell people I have a book and they'll be like, yeah, you know, you can get it on ebook, and a lot of like, yeah, I download it, and don't, you know, if they don't stand right there and
right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? As opposed to if I have the books right there, they'd be like, oh, you got a book on you, and I say yes, and they automatically get it. Or if I pitch it and say, look, you know, I have books, I mean, I sell more of them, or I have book signings and stuff like that. So definitely see your money quicker, better, more up front with paperbacks.
Right.
I agree. What about you, Ringo?
For me, you know what I'm saying, I'm a paperback advocate, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, you're passionate about your work, but you got to make your passion make a profit for you. So you got to get out there and shake people's hands and tell them about you and your product. You cannot take the easy route by just uploading it on Amazon. Like I said, they get their percentage, you get yours later. Get out there and don't be scared to grind and get people to know you. That's how they going to know you. They got to be able to see your face, connect you with your work. You know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid to get out there and be about it. You know what I'm saying? To me, this is what I do for a living. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to fake the punk. Like I said, I'm trying to provide for my family. So in order to do that, some paperbacks in my hand.
Right. And see, Jody laughs at me because I'm a shy person, so I'm still trying to break out of that whole shell, you know?
Yeah. But it's coming. It's coming. There's no way she could be my partner and she stay in that shell because I push her
really?
To fail.
Really,
that's
Jody?
The bottom line, really.
I'm just going to knock you out, that's all.
Why are you going to knock me out? And sometimes when we're at Vitro Book Selling, I sell her book more than she does. I mean, come on.
Really, Jody?
Come on.
I swear I'm going to knock this man out. I'm just going to knock him out. I just want to make sure, because we're just about out of time here, so I just want to make sure that everybody knows that this Friday and Saturday and maybe a little bit of Sunday, if you're in Portsmouth, Virginia, you can come out and see Jody and I. Huh?
Go ahead.
You can come out and see
Jody and
Kenitra at the Emoja Festival. We will be out there selling paperbacks. We will be out there signing paperbacks. And Stacy, if you come down to Portsmouth, you can sing that song by Lisa and the Cult Jam to Joe. You know, I wonder if I take you home. And you can see if he gonna.
Really.
So we will
y'all,
be. We'll be traveling
we
Friday,
out.
Heading up there.
Yes. We hope y'all come out and support. And there will be 8 other authors as well. I think it's 10 authors in total. So come on out and support. And like you said, we'll have paperback.
Well, you know, when y'all come to me, gotcha. When y'all come up to Harlem.
All right.
We'll be in Harlem. We'll be in Harlem as well.
We'll be in Harlem.
So you can save your own for then.
Really? And we're going to try to get to New Jersey at some point, too, Stacy.
Huh?
So we'll try to get to New Jersey at some point, too.
Yeah.
So, that is in the work. So thank you for the callers. Thank you for our guest tonight, Ringo. Author of Wicked Eye, and Rashida Williams, author of I Love Hate Things. Thank you, everyone, for the callers. And we're out.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it was so much fun. Bye, y'all.
All
right.
Bye.
Y'all take care.
You too.
Check us out, KJ.
WTF with Kenitra and Jody is brought to you by Joe Ken Publications, where integrity and great stories just come together. Look for upcoming novels from Joe D. and Kenitra Jordan coming the first of the year. 2015 is going to be the year of Joe Ken.
get it. Yes!